This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Lebanese media report that at least three people were killed and dozens wounded in a second wave of explosions targeting the militant group Hezbollah. More electronic communications devices detonated Wednesday after exploding pagers killed at least 12 people and wounded almost 3,000 on Tuesday. Hezbollah has vowed revenge. Linda Grantstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Although Israel has not taken responsibility for the exploding pager attack Tuesday, it is widely blamed. Israeli security experts say the explosives were implanted into the pagers as they were manufactured. Hezbollah ordered the pagers from a Taiwanese company called Gold Apollo. A representative of the company said the pagers had actually been made by BAC, a Hungarian manufacturer. Eyal Pinko is a former Israeli intelligence official.
This is an intelligence operation that was very well planned, prepared for more than 1.5 years.
Israel is bracing for promised retaliation by Hezbollah. Israeli analysts warn that a direct conflict between Israel and Hezbollah would likely escalate to a regional war. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. agencies said on Wednesday Iranian cyber actors sent messages during the summer to people involved in President Joe Biden's then re-election campaign containing non-public material from Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's campaign, as part of efforts to influence the November 5th election. The FBI Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency and Office of the Director of National Intelligence said in a joint statement, furthermore, Iranian malicious cyber actors have continued their efforts since June to send stolen, non-public material associated with former President Trump's campaign to U.S. media organizations. Iran denies interfering in U.S. elections. Iran's permanent mission to the United Nations in New York did not immediately respond to a request for comment. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.